crashing through the lies and
disinformation. I'm not mad at you.
Show your face.
I'm not mad at
you. That's okay. We don't change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former you want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Get out of the car.
Renee Nicole Good wasn't a lot of things, but she also wasn't someone that deserves to be used to further divide Americans by the duration of a governor and a mayor drowning in an ongoing fraud investigation.
Our police, many of whom are Somali themselves, are trusted partners in keeping people safe. They will not collaborate with any federal agency around doing immigration enforcement work. They will not cooperate with ICE agents.
Minneapolis will continue to be a safe haven for undocumented immigrants.
In Minneapolis, we have your back. You will be protected and respected by our city employees, regardless of your immigration status.
I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the out of Minneapolis.
Minnesotans, don't take the bait. Do not take the bait. Do not allow them to deploy federal troops into here. Do not allow them to invoke the Insurrection Act. Do not allow them to declare martial law.
She also doesn't deserve to be used by the Mockingbird media as gasoline to be thrown on a fire.
As the vehicle passes, you can see the dark-colored SUV driven by Renee Nicole Good. That's on the right there in the back. The surveillance video taken by a home nearby. Agents can be seen milling about near the vehicle, then converging on it. And then you see right there the SUV begins to move, and that's when the shots are fired.
There's not the slightest doubt in your mind, having viewed it, that the victim, you still believe that she deliberately tried to ram him despite seeing this video.
Look, I don't know what is in a person's heart or in a person's head, and obviously we're not going to get the chance to
look
ask
how they spin it. We have the video
of
him ramming her, being rammed.
Her ramming. If people want to say that we should have a legitimate debate about, you know, what was she really doing, right? Was she panicking when she drove into this officer, or was she actually trying to ram him? That's a reasonable conversation. What's not reasonable is for so many of you to plaster all over the media that this was an innocent woman and that the ICE agent committed murder, which is what many of you have said explicitly and some of you have said implicitly.
She also wasn't at the wrong place at the wrong time. And she wasn't merely a legal observer. She was an anti-ICE radical and apparently knew exactly what she was doing.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely. Yeah, okay. That was her goal.
Did you guys know that she had enrolled her kid in a charter school in Minneapolis that was training parents to fight ICE? Because she absolutely did. The New York Post has an article out where they dug into this Southside Family Charter School a little bit. Apparently, this school is where Renee Good, who was fairly new to Minneapolis, was introduced to ICE protesting in the first place. Oddly enough, this school sounds way worse than a Learing Center. It was opened in 1972 to have an unabashed focus on social justice education. No, really, this is straight from their website. We integrate social justice into every grade level, telling the stories of the people, not the people in power, and helping students understand history and their role in making the world a better place. A gym teacher who retired last month said that current events like George Floyd were a regular part of the curriculum. This is for little kids. So the article goes on to say that it was through her involvement with the community at Southside Family Charter School that Renee Good got involved with Ice Watch, a group dedicated to disrupting ICE.
And clearly her wife knew as well.
You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
So as the left continues down this path, it appears that Renee Good will only be the first of many. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Yeah, they're literally kamikazes, just like in World War II in the Pacific, flying into aircraft carriers. The woman was a kamikaze. Totally out of her mind.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I just spent most of the first hour getting into the total insanity of the anti-ICE events funded by the Democrats and Soros all over the country, the violence, the calling for murdering ICE, Trump, his supporters, the reporters getting their cars beat in and bashed open, and hotels being broken into, and employees beat up and spit on. I haven't even got to all that. Nick Sordor, our reporter, did his show Sunday, then went out. They found where he was parked, surrounded him, beat out the windows, spray painted all over the vehicle. And, of course, the police did nothing. And they just scream, "We're going to kill you. F you and your family. We're going to kill you. Oh, we're so glad Ashley Babbitt died. We hope the worms are eating her eyeballs out." I mean, it's just the nastiest people. Yeah, kill pigs everywhere. And it just goes on and on and on. And all they're doing is going out and arresting people that are here illegally, almost all of them with huge rap sheets. It's totally legal. They have all these government officials saying it's illegal. They don't give specifics. The courts have said it's all legal, because they're creating the pretext to have these federal officers attacked. Pure intimidation. Pure communist tactics. Because they want to be able to have full control of blue cities to bring in as many illegals as they want to expand out and take over the country. It's that simple. Now, I'm getting more into this later, but I got a bunch of international news, military news, economic news. I mean, there's so much that's really important I need to get to. And we have some huge guests. Joel Gilbert, filmmaker, author, researcher, has got all the inside baseball on the criminal investigations of the Democrats. Where are the indictments? Why did the other indictments get shot down of Letitia James and Comey? He just got a confrontation with Swallowswell, got thrown out of his event. He's got a lot of intel. Joel Gilbert joins us in the next hour. Then Michael Savage. Quite frankly, today, because my voice is out from laryngitis. I don't have a fever. I'm not contagious. I just have this laryngitis off and on for a couple weeks because the pollen and stuff in Austin, a lot of people have it. Record level cedar fever is what they call it. But I almost had Harrison Spitz at the show. But because Savage is coming on, has a lot to say, I'm doing it. And so I'm sorry for subjecting everyone to my voice like this. But thanks for bearing with me. We are covering important information. I will say this, though. Harrison has been here 8 years, 9 years. And he's always done a good job. But, man, he's really gotten good. I watched all 2 hours last night that he did ahead of Royce White, who also did an excellent job. But, I mean, it was powerful. I mean, he knocked it out. Last night's show was just like everything he said was dead on right, eloquent. He made all these great points that I hadn't even thought of. I was like, that was good. And so he brought his A game. He kept telling me, he goes, "I'm not a morning person. Can I please have a nighttime show? Can I please have an afternoon show?" And now he's got it. And the show was already great. American Journal, that Brianna Morello does an excellent job on now. She's down with the Pentagon and Elon Musk at SpaceX while they're leaving Fort Worth right now. She's flying on a military flight down to the border. She'll be right there on the front line for the SpaceX stuff tomorrow. So look for those live feeds as well here at InfoWars. But Anyways, he really knocked it out of the park last night. I was very impressed. So I watched the whole thing. Whole thing. Because I was kicking back in bed. He was trying to get over his laryngitis. But, of course, sending hundreds of links and clips to the crew and calling them up. And I never really stopped working. So we've got all that going on. But let me just finish up on the whole situation right now with the Democrats trying to trigger a civil war and how desperate they are. I mean, they're out there saying this is all illegal. You have a right to arrest them. You have a right to kill them. Get your Second Amendment. Use guns against them. I mean, you have mayors doing this. You have police chiefs doing this. You have the J6 cops on TV saying, get your guns. This is illegal. When they come, use them. You have Don Lemon saying it. I mean, this is organized racketeering. The talking points are exact. You know it's coming out of the Democratic Party. You know it's part of the Podesta plan. When you send out an email to a bunch of public figures and elected officials and say, let's say it's illegitimate, let's turn the heat up, let's say get guns, let's basically say go kill people, that's organized crime, that's terrorism, that's racketeering. So I'm going to say it again. It's a paradox because Trump's doing a lot of good stuff I support, but if he won't get rid of Bondi and Todd Blanche, who we know are sitting on all this, the country's doomed. Because Trump will fix stuff in the next few years, get the economy going again, remove some of the bad guys, but then it'll just be an encumbrance to them or a speed hump. We need to dismantle these people, and they're openly committing all these crimes. They're openly calling for civil war and violence. And if you don't stop them now, what will they be doing a month from now? I mean, I guess you'll have these governors and mayors, in downtown cities with U-Haul trucks handing out machine guns and hand grenades to people. I mean, that's pretty much the only steps left now. And they've done it through increment, and I mean, if you're some militia out in the backwoods of Michigan and you think you're just training for, collapse or whatever, and you know there's a Fed in the militia, you see all the cases, and they just go, what if the UN takes over and it's rounding up the people? And the other good old boy goes, you've seen the actual cases, we'll have to fight them for America. They all go to prison. Now, that's free speech. What if the UN takes over? What if they're confiscating our guns? What if there's a civil war? Well, we'll just have to fight. You're all charged. And in those famous cases, they all later got off because they didn't really do anything. The Atari militia and all the rest of it. Because they'd play the tapes for the jury, and it's like, they're just saying if society falls apart and there's foreign troops rounding us up and putting us in camps, of course we'll fight. The juries are like, yeah, we will too. I mean, nobody's that brainwashed. But with this, you've got governors and mayors, and we're going to fight, and we got a Second Amendment, and they're illegal, and they're Nazis, so get your guns. And remember when Trump was president-elect, Carville said, black people, he's coming to kill you. ICE, you got a 1776, you got to get the guns. You got to fight him. The View, once he was in office, we got to be ready to fight and die. He's coming to kill the brown people. And they kept telling you, Trump and ICE are coming to kill the black people. They're coming to arrest anybody that's brown. No, they're arresting black people, brown people, white people. They're arresting plenty of people that got white skin there illegally too. And they got criminal records. So it's wild. I mean, they are openly pushing a violent civil war. And I, again, played the clips yesterday. We'll play them again, and where they're all calling for the violence and get your guns and the rest of it. While they say that everything ICE is doing is illegal, when they know full well it's 100% legal and lawful, and it's their duty. So here's the Treasury Secretary talking about how they're going to come after the Somali fraud using the IRS and more. Then we're going to shift gears out of that into the other news.
Earlier this morning, I met with several financial institutions and made clear we must do more to safeguard our nation from waste, fraud, and abuse. The time has come for accountability. President Trump wants accountability. I want accountability. The American people want accountability, and they will get accountability. That is why I'm announcing several initiatives Treasury is taking to target fraud here in Minnesota. And the Minnesota protocols will serve as a genesis and a launching pad for investigations into other states. First, we have followed the money and identified the money service businesses that may have transferred taxpayer funds overseas. Our team at FinCEN has just provided formal notification to these businesses that they are under investigation. These businesses had an obligation to comply with anti-money laundering laws, and they will be held responsible for any crimes they committed. FinCEN has also issued a geographic targeting order for Hennepin and Ramsey counties that require banks and money transmitters to report additional information about funds transferred outside of the United States. This will put a microscope on these businesses, advance prosecutions, and assist in the recovery of funds laundered internationally. Fraudsters in Minnesota stole at least $300 million meant for children in need, and we must prevent fraud of this scale from occurring in the future. Accordingly, FinCEN today issued an alert to financial institutions that will help them identify and report specific warning signs of fraud in federal child nutrition programs. Fraud must be stamped out early, and this alert will help law enforcement do just that. Our investigators at IRSCI have played a critical role in uncovering fraud, and the role of the IRS in these investigations will continue. I am pleased to announce that IRS Civil Enforcement is auditing financial institutions that facilitated the laundering of Minnesota funds, in addition to helping support criminal and civil enforcement efforts. The IRS will also soon announce the formation of a task force to investigate any fraud and abuse involving pandemic-era tax incentives and misuse of 501c3 tax-exempt status by entities implicated in the Minnesota-based social services fraud schemes. We are committed to preventing fraud and fraudulent nonprofits from taking advantage of the American taxpayer. Lastly, Treasury is providing training to Minnesota law enforcement on how to utilize financial data, such as suspicious activity reports, to better combat these fraud schemes. We will not let the incompetence and recalcitrance of Governor Waltz stop law enforcement from holding these perpetrators accountable. President Trump is dedicated to ensuring honest Minnesotans are not cheated and their hard-earned tax dollars are not being abused. Treasury will deploy all tools to bring an end to this egregious, unchecked fraud and hold perpetrators to account. We look forward to sharing our findings and keeping you all updated.
Well, here's the only problem with what he just said. It's not just recalcitrance, which means they don't care and they're arrogant. It's not that they're incompetent. We have the AG protecting all of it, involved getting money directly from it, on tape saying, I'll shut down investigations, now give me more money. It's come out in Congress. Every time they try to talk about it in the State House there, the speaker blocks it, and it's barely even on the news in Minnesota. These people are running the scam from the top, okay? So it's not incompetence. They very competently have stolen the numbers at $24 billion, and it's still growing. Not 9, not 18, it's $24 billion. And it's the same thing. They're finding the same players, same people in Ohio, same stuff in Seattle. It's a criminal network of the ruling tribe in Somalia that are the ancient slaver clan who don't even see themselves as Somali. They see themselves as Arab. I know I harp on that because it's just such a fraud. They're not even Somalis, folks. They're a group of Somalis. While they all look like space aliens, you can look at film footage in Somalia. Modern documentaries, they don't all look, most of them don't look like that. It's the group in Mogadishu, the ruling party. And they look like space aliens because they all have sex with their sisters. They don't just do what like 50% of Muslims do around the world on average, is marry their first cousins. They marry sisters, folks. I mean, so this is serious business, folks. You don't want to do that. You end up looking like Skeletor. Shifting out of this now, because I got a lot of other stuff we need to hit. God, it's hard, though. There's so much I didn't get to saying a little bit more later. But here is what I mentioned earlier. This is Pulte, the head of the housing authority, and the mortgages confirming that indeed Trump is set to have an executive order very soon that will ban institutional investors buying up all the family homes, which has been done by design to corner the market and drive up prices. This is another great thing President Trump is doing that will really help the economy and help the younger people that are now getting into the housing market. Here it is.
Very confident that this will get done. You'll see executive action from him, and then shortly after that, he'll codify it with Congress. I think this is going to be a big win for the American people.
You know, you might think the home builders would be opposed to that, shutting off, you know, one avenue for selling their homes, but the housing stocks were through the roof on Friday. Lennar, Toll Brothers, Pulte, and D.R. Horton all up significantly. You know, there's nothing like owning your own home and being able to, you know, paint whatever color you want on the walls and plant shrubs out in front, nobody telling you what to do. The president really would like to make that possible for a lot of people. It hasn't been possible.
Yeah, back that tape up 15 seconds where it shows the four largest home builders in the country. You notice one of them is Pulte. You notice the guy doing all this is Pulte. Yeah. His dad, the rest of it, most successful construction company probably ever in U.S. history. Other than the folks that built the Panama Canal, but I mean, they're just amazing. Now notice, why is Trump winning? Because he brings in the top guys that know what they're doing. And then they can call around in the industry and say, yeah, short term, we'll lose money not having all the big, you know, banks buy up every house we can build. But that's not right for America. There's not going to be any property. There's not going to be any economy if we keep doing this. Let's be like Henry Ford and pay people enough to be able to buy the Model T. And that's what they're doing. And it just goes down the line from there. The Treasury is implementing President Trump's law of no tax on interest from American car loans of up to $10,000 annually. And that's about usually what your payments are annually. So, you know, getting rid of that, it's just all these ways Trump is making big moves. Again, he called in a few months ago. It's already happening. The big four meat packers that are the bottleneck, ripping everybody off. And already he's got it where now three more big companies have come in, including Walmart. And you're already seeing the increase in beef slow massively, and soon it should be start reversing. Because there's a lot of things that are in inflation that are, you know, in general inflation, you can't really ever dial it back. You can just stop the inflation or slow it down. But with beef, it's so cornered. It's such a monopoly. The average rancher makes no money off cattle. That's why everybody's getting out of it. And then that creates a shortage of beef, which is that they have right now on top of it, because people can't even produce it for what they need to be able to pay their bills. So the meat packers don't care. They just start buying more meat from South America. So we have the U.S. herds are at record lows right now in modern era. Look it up. And you drive around on the highway and you see every little farm, every little place, you know, has some cows out on it. Yeah, okay, you're driving by some house. It's 100 acres. You see, you know, grandma's old house up on the hill. She's probably dead. Yeah, the family still keeps it, still pays the property tax. Maybe they stay there every couple weekends or whatever. But those 20, 30 cows are just there so they can pay the property taxes. Most family farms lose money, and people keep them as a hobby, as because, you know, that's where the great-great-great-grandparents are from. My family's the same. And it loses money. And then the IRS, what, about 15 years ago, changed the rules and said, oh, you can't have hobby farms that lose money. So, see, everything that's being done is to shut us down. Everything is to strangle us. And Trump's coming in with a relief. And while the left steals everything not nailed down and transfers it to themselves, remember, it's part of a larger plan to collapse the society via Clark and Piven. And when they're done, all these leftists are going to have a very, 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 very rude awakening. I want to play clip 115. I've seen so many of these videos. In fact, just this morning, I've been up since 3 a.m., couldn't sleep. I saw three videos. In fact, I have three videos of similar things. with liberal women saying, no one wants to talk to me in the small town I moved into. Why don't they like us? Or another woman, we liberals don't stand for anything. What is it we stand for? I know I hate America, and I know I hate the family, I know I love abortion. But okay, but what brings us together? What do we have to offer? And I'm like, death, lady. You literally just parrot what you were taught in high school and college because they patted you on the head and told you you were smart because of it, and you're literally just following a program to destroy you and make you die alone. And I just look at these women, and I wish there was some way to get through to them. But they all have that starry-eyed, crazy look. And there's just something wrong with them spiritually. It's very sad. And yeah, because the left is leaving all the cities they've destroyed, and they're invading Texas and Colorado and Idaho and everywhere else. And it's just, and then people out of them live in those places, you know, their whole lives. They're like, they're having to move because it's just they come right in and they do the same thing and they start trying to ruin everything and take all the freedoms away. It's just who they are. They're just inherently bad people that can't mind their business. They're just scum. Listen to this cult member. I mean, look at her. She looks like she's, you know, selling flowers on the side of the highway. Here it is.
Something I think that's really interesting and weird since I've moved to Colorado is how much the locals don't want us here as transplants. Like, it's been really hard for me to meet people because everyone is so guarded and unwelcoming.
Because you look like Charlie Manson, really shocking, lady in the eyes.
Honestly, coming from a city that's literally a melting pot of diversity, it's just... it's weird to me.
Back that up 10 seconds. Do you see how she smacks her lips when she says diversity? That woman's not into diversity. Liberals live in the most white areas they can. It's all just virtue signaling, constantly how good they are, how great they are, the next big thing, how they're promoting it. And people see the leftists move to their town. They're like, good God, they're going to have drag queen story time next month. Good God, they're going to put people in the city council. They're going to take our land rights away. Good God, they're going to sue everybody who shoots guns on their property. Since the left moved into Texas, I got all these friends that, you know, have places out in the country, outside, you know, 50 miles outside town. Every one of them has had their liberal neighbor sue them who's a mile away because they're shooting guns. And they'll go lie because they have lawyers tell them how to do it. They'll say they found a bullet from you on the property. Doesn't have to be your bullet. And then they'll go... and they'll go to the city council and they'll sue you and all this stuff. They're just scum people. And they can't help it. And they'll also go and tattle on the local Amish market and call the police on them. I mean, they just love. They have no power themselves. They have no innate will. So all they do is come and set up their cults. And she's not even the worst one. I sent them 300 clips today. I'm a little bit out of control. I need to dig through her because there's a couple more clips. She's like, I don't know what we stand for. And I know I hate hearing about America. It makes me want to throw up. But, well, that's what you stand for, lady. You hate your own country. You hate your own heritage. You don't even know it. And you look like a, you know, you're in Charlie Manson's cult. And people see it. I mean, we know you're freakazoids. We want you to stay the hell away from us. You understand that, lady? You understand? Stay away. Go in your own corner with your own people. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Look, it's really very simple. The last 200 years, Western governments centered around the British Empire created a science of societal control. And they wrote books about it, publications, and took over the universities and began the brainwashing in earnest. And you see the outcome today. And so the people that are leftists are the folks that have fully succumbed to the brainwashing and the mind virus that we talk about so much. And it's so important to realize that the radicalization of the left is just getting more intense. And so the only thing we can do is simply say no to these people and be firm with them. And then they're going to throw fits. They're going to call us names. They're going to try to frame you. They're going to get violent in degrees. They're going to try to have a civil war because they've all been told they're the ruling class. They've all been told they have a right to rule. They've all been told that they're the great intellectuals and you're not, and that they know better than you. And on average, leftists are
extremely illiterate in everything, finance, business, culture, life, poetry, literature, the military. They all act like they know a bunch of stuff. But you start quoting a William Shakespeare, I mean, none of them ever know what you're talking about. You've seen us go down and do the videos. I was copying Penn and Teller. They've done it many years ago. We've done it a bunch. Then over and over again, I haven't done it in a few years. You just go down to UT or go down to the Hockenback Trail, and you sit there with a petition, and you have a good-looking girl doing it, so they stop. And you say, oh, yeah, there's this chemical. You know, it can kill you if, you know, if you're fully submersed in it. It can also cause, you know, a lot of serious urination. We'd like you to sign this form for the city for this petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide. And 99% of people, I mean, we get 100 signatures. And the guy will be like, yeah, actually, I'm a chemist from Cornell. You know, he's on video. I mean, they're like, oh, absolutely, let's ban that. And because the name dihydrogen monoxide sounds scary, just like carbon dioxide. Sounds like monoxide. It's not. And you can also give them the scientific name for salt. And you can get 100 signatures until maybe you find one person that goes, hey, that's salt. So these are idiots, folks. These are morons. All right? But they have this feeling of being appointed. And they've never fixed a carburetor. They've never skinned a buck. They have never reloaded. They've never strung electricity. Most of them never even had kids, never taken care of a kid at 2 a.m. that's got the flu. And you have to understand, they see competent people as the enemy. They're very creepy. They're always eyeing you, and how can they guilt you, and how can they get control of you, and how can they, you know, do something like that? And that's just how they are. And if you've ever been around leftists or even lived by one, it's. I mean, they are literally out. They are hunting you. They're out to get you. I used to have a lake house we lived at many, many years ago outside Austin. And for about 2 years, liberals bought the house next door. And they would have these UT people out there. And, you know, they would, and like every time we'd be down at the dock fishing or something, the liberal women they'd bring in, the academics would like walk up, and they obviously knew who I was. I'd be sitting there fishing with, my, you know, with Rex or Charlotte, you know, catching catfish. And they would always start talking to my kids and like, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? You know, is your daddy nice to you? When I'm standing right there, right next to him, and my son has a birthmark. And three different times, people that came over to visit the communist neighbors would say to my son when he's like 6, 7 years old, oh, you have a red mark. Are you hurt? Who did that to you? Who hurt you? And then they'd look at me. I mean, these are... And then it got worse. They go, it's like 6 months later, and I'm out there fishing. And they go, hey, we've got our friend coming out here. He's a big lecturer at UT around. He's really the king of the gypsies, the Romanovs. They call him the king. And he's coming out here with a few of his people. And, you know, we kind of know your politics. We just didn't want to disturb you. You know, it's not true the gypsies rob people and stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at him and going... And sure enough, these three gypsies show up, two men and like a 5-year-old girl. And they're out there. This is on the weekend, and I'm out there barbecuing and fishing and stuff. And so, you know, our docks connected to their docks, you know, two docks together. And so I'm out there, and these, and there's big waves in the afternoon coming in from all the boats. I mean, like 4-foot waves. It's the gypsy culture. Don't even look at the kid. The kid is, without even a life jacket, underneath the dock. You know, I starts drowning. I have to go save her. The liberals all didn't like that. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no. They're good people. And then we end up leaving early because I don't want to be around anymore, lock the house up. And then later I learned, like a month later, the gypsies robbed them. And, of course, both the gypsies were so inbred. They had the thing where one eye points this direction, the other eye points that direction. Like, seriously. It's like the Somalis. And it's like they are the left is mentally ill, folks. They're obsessed with controlling everyone, and everyone's bad but them, and they're just a bunch of scum. And
They fetishize anything anti-Western, anything anti-Christian. So they love Islam. They love gypsies. I mean, in the UK, you're allowed to steal somebody's RV because it's gypsy culture to steal an RV. And they have all the movies in Hollywood, how cool gypsies are. And I'm talking about Pikeys, you know, like, oh, the Irish gypsies are so cool and all that. When they're not corrupt compared to the Romanovs, you know, from Asia. But it just rejected all, folks. None of it's cool. None of it's fun. But in the UK, it is the gypsy culture to rob. So they let them out of jail when they rob you or stab you because that's their culture. Just like they let these Muslims out when they rape 5-year-old girls and they say, well, it's your culture. I mean, in Germany, in Sweden, in the UK, illegal aliens that came there illegally, they get first housing, first welfare, first access to everything, while veterans literally sleep in the bushes and get kicked out. We've seen the videos a few months ago. Veterans sleeping in the bushes at the migrant center. And the police kick them out sleeping in the bushes. They're not allowed to sleep in the bushes. And then inside, they're getting 3 meals a day in a 4-star hotel. And again, it's about rubbing your face in it. It's about dominating you. It's about doing horrible things in front of you. Because they know you're good and you're hardworking and you're strong. And they know they're parasites, the left in general, from the top, you know, Larry Fink up at the top, right down to their cannon fodder. They know they're crooks. They know they're attacking you. They know you know they hate you. If you're just not scum. So they have chips on their shoulders, folks. These people would slit your throat in a minute if they get away with it. You understand that? And they're not compatible with the society. The left's never going to stop. Yeah, kill a cop, save a life. It's everywhere. And every few hours, another person gets rammed by these lunatics, and then the Soros DAs or judges let them out. Death to all ICE agents. Kill all Charlie Kirks. There's another ramming right there. I mean, I can't even keep track of it at this point. You got all the Democrats saying they're all illegal, they're all criminals, they deserve it, they're Nazis. Get your guns, kill ICE. And then hordes of all these lazy, stupid people, the main group, fat, unattractive white women, but they've got, you know, a mix of everybody else out there, a bunch of other fat, unattractive women. If I mean me, it's just true. And they're just out there. They don't have jobs. They just run around. You know, they get their Soros money, a little bit of money. They just run around and attack people. So, you know, they get to LARP because, you know, they watch all the Hollywood movies where the women kick all the guys' asses and the women are the commandos and all this stuff. And they go marching out into the world to actually be the commandos they were born to be. And help bring down what's left of the government so they can collapse into total hell. Sorry, let's hear from a few liberal women why people don't like them.
Something I think that's really interesting and weird since I've moved to Colorado is how much the locals don't want us here as transplants. Like, it's been really hard for me to meet people because everyone is so guarded and unwelcoming. It's been really shocking, honestly, coming from a city that's literally a melting pot of diversity. It's weird to me. I'm probably gonna get crucified or assaulted for making this video, but it's just been something that has stood out to me.
I have a question for you. What unites the left wing? What makes the left wing come together in community? Because with the right wing, it's obviously Christianity and their collective commitment and love for Jesus, and also nationalism. They are nationalists. They, rah, America, flag, nationalism. Where for me personally, when I think of national, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. So we don't have a unifying glue in the left wing that binds us together. What is it? What brings us together? What do you think?
Hating white people, hating the West, wanting to burn things down, wanting to brainwash people's children and screw them up, wanting to cut children's genitals off, wanting to teach people that 2 + 2 = 7. I mean, you're the losers. You're the people that were susceptible to brainwashing, and it's destroyed your mind. So if you ask what your governing culture is, I'd say it's what the Soros Democrats have taught people. Here's one of the leaders of Black Lives Matter up in Minnesota. This is a clip 14. BLM is going to burn Minneapolis to the ground again. Yeah, that's right. Burn down your own neighborhood. That'll really help you. And then that dovetails with clip 10. Black lady admits she doesn't work and will never have a job. And by the way, I'm not singling her out. That's just looking at the list. I've got like three fat white ladies saying the exact same thing. These are all their little, just today, these are all their little testimonials. They're very proud of this. Like, you get out there and you work, you make me my money right now, bitch. Here's the clips. Here, leftist lady, here's your culture, okay? Dysfunctionalism, being a fraud, being an idiot, being a scammer. This is your culture, okay?
Shut these streets down.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Make the city pay.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
And again. That was all about losing money when George Floyd died. We as a peoples can cause them to lose more money now. If we don't stand together, we're going to fold. Together we stand, divided we fold. We as a community got to stop talking and do the work.
Yeah.
We cannot work till somebody die again to do the work. ICE is a demon.
Yeah.
They are not human beings. They are killers. They're killing on target.
To answer your question, no, I don't work. No, I'm never getting a job. Okay. That doesn't mean I'm not intelligent. Okay. Just because I don't want to work for somebody, just because I don't like being told what to do, doesn't mean I'm not intelligent. I can read. I'm smart. What do you like? I said it once before and I'm going to say it again. You will never catch me in a job. Working for nobody, making nobody else rich. It's not going to happen. Unless somebody... We ain't even going to get that deep. We ain't even going to get that deep, okay? I said what I said. And it doesn't change the fact that y'all lack comprehension skills. And y'all can't understand a question. You're answering a question with a question. Y'all been doing this for a while now. Answer a question with an answer. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense. You have all these spoiled brats that are getting all this free stuff, smartphones, designer clothes, car, everything, and she's mad at you. Because, see, when you give people things, they usually end up hating you for it, actually. Because deep down, they know they're slobs. Meanwhile, they're saying ICE is the devil. ICE aren't humans. Kill the ICE, burn down Minneapolis. But here's Obama. Here's Obama just like 11 years ago, who had four times the deportations of Trump, saying exactly what Trump's saying today. But they don't care, you see, because logic isn't something they even choose to understand. Here it is.
Administration, the Bush administration, has done nothing to control the problem that we have. We've had 5 million undocumented workers come over the borders since George Bush took office. It has become an extraordinary problem. And the reason the American people are concerned is because they are seeing their own economic position slip away. And oftentimes, employers are exploiting these undocumented workers. They're not paying the minimum wage. They're not observing worker safety laws. And so what we have to do is create a comprehensive solution to the problem. Now, I have already stated that as president, I will make sure that we finally have the kind of border security that we need. That's step number one. Step number two is to take on employers. Right now, an employer has more of a chance of getting hit by lightning than be prosecuted for hiring an undocumented worker. That has to change. They have to be held accountable.
So that's actually like 16 years ago. So pretty amazing. We have clips of them all saying that, even going back 7-8 years ago. But now it's official. They know the public's turned against them. The Democrat Party has the lowest approval rating ever. The Republican Party is now the dominant party So they need illegal aliens, folks, and that's the plan. Joel Gilbert is coming up with huge news. I've got a bunch of military news that I haven't hit yet that's really important. Trump orders plan to invade Greenland. Again, orders plan prepared to invade Greenland. It doesn't mean we're going to do it. Trump orders plan to invade Greenland be developed. White House amplifies shocking claims of U.S. super soldiers deployed in Maduro raid. UK's failing Prime Minister Starmer floats sending troops to Greenland to beef up security and keep Trump from seizing Arctic Island. Let me get into this. President Trump issues a dire warning to Cuba as he cuts off all oil and money to the island dictatorship. Then he teases a new leader for Cuba. Wow. President Trump's actions are forcing China's inevitable economic collapse. China can't compete with us. It's true. Israel ready for new ground attack on Gaza report. Yep. Trump declares emergency to protect Venezuela oil funds. And I've got more on Iran. They are very close to falling. But then you could get some more Islamists in control, or you could get a royalist in, which the people don't want. They need to have free and fair elections if the country falls and not have this, the son of the Shah installed. Nothing against him. It's just they don't want royalty, folks. And America shouldn't be in the business of doing that. So, but if the U.S. gets involved in regime change, then 100%, they better have free and fair elections and not install the Shah, the heir to the stupid throne. We should not be in the business of installing monarchies. I don't think we should be involved, period. I think we leave it up to the Persians. But I've got news on that coming up as well. Now, please don't forget, we're listener supported. And it is your funding at thealexjonesstore.com that keeps this broadcast and the other broadcasts on the air and allows us to continue to fight the Democratic Party that's trying to shut us down in court and win. So I want to thank you and salute you all. We try to make it easy to support with the very best supplements, the very best wide selection of Patriot apparel, and yes, this super popular World War II trench knife in the collectible designer case. This is a very popular knife, and we have real trouble. The company's based right here in Texas, getting enough of these, but we just got 2,000 of these. It's been sold out for about 5 months, and each one is collectible. There's only 2,000 of this design. It's got my famous quote. We got some B-roll that we can show you, too. Life is fiery with its beauty. And then it's got a nice 1950s-style pinup girl, brunette. Just, fun blade, World War II style. But it's modern-made, super sharp, very durable stainless steel. Got the black murdered-out brass knuckles. Got the skull crusher right there on it. This is an amazing piece of equipment, and we aren't going to hurt anybody offensively with this. But if society breaks down and things go to hell in a handbasket, this never runs out of bullets. This never lies to you. It never fails you. And if you have to, defend yourself and your family, you can attack in all directions with this. Again, the skull crusher, the brass knuckles, and the 10-inch double-edged razor-sharp blade. It's basically a short sword, but very compact. It's got the amazing high-tech scabbard, and then it just hooks right on your belt right there. I mean, this is really super pimp. And it's customized. Notice it doesn't come out of the scabbard when it's upside down, but then it pulls right out. I mean, that is badass. And we got 2,000 of them in right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know we sold out of the others last four or five runs, last year and a half we've done. Well, here is this run again. And everyone, every run is different because they're inscribed with a different design. The next one coming out after this, because they're engraving it right now up in Arkansas, because they get the knives raw from the factory in Texas. They're inscribing the next 2,000 with Crusader messages on it, kind of my idea. They had this idea, the pinup girls, which is fine with me. I like it, actually. Kind of goes with the World War II theme. So there you go. Thanks for keeping us on the air. The Life is Fire with this beauty World War II trench knife, but updated with 2026 quality. Actually made 2025, but you know what I'm saying. And also, separately, this is the last week of our crossover giveaway. It only happens every few months where you can, any purchase you do, you get 50X entries and you get to win each truck. Usually there's only one truck being given away at a time, but there's an overlap every few months where the offers overlap. Every purchase on the Alex Jones store gets you 50X entries to win a Ford Raptor fully loaded with $10,000 cash, plus our F-250 diesel, $10,000 cash. That's two badass trucks, $20,000 cash. These have the big giant off-road packages on them. Giveaway ends Friday, January 16th at midnight. So you got 4 days on that. And here's the last fella who won the Jeep that's 500 horsepower. And boy, let me tell you, I wanted that Jeep because also we had that, another one of those Jeeps. They don't even make those anymore. Those are from 2024, but they're still brand new. But I'm talking about smooth, badass. That was the last giveaway. So there's that fella. I guess he bought that T-shirt and then won the $90,000 Jeep, which, again, I'm not into sweepstakes. It's not really what I do. But Big Lee is their own sponsor, their own owner. And so I've gotten to where I do like it because people like it. The listeners like it. And we get to meet people, so it's really, really exciting. I was going to be out of town when he was going to be here, so he just went to Arkansas instead, and they gave him the vehicle there. But we probably need to take that and probably post it on X or do a report on it because it's a lot of fun, so people could actually see that. And I'm kind of missing out not getting to meet him. But c'est la vie. So until Friday at midnight, every order, you buy a T-shirt, you buy a methylene blue, you buy anything, you get put in 50 times into the raffle for both trucks. And then Friday, the giveaway ends for the Ford Raptor. And then the way sweepstakes works, it has to wait a month on that for mail-ins to come in, follows the law. And then that'll be given away. And but starting after Friday, it's the only giveaway, which is great, is the other truck, the diesel. So exciting. People love it. We're going to come back with Joel Gilbert. Again, I have laryngitis. I apologize about the voice, but I overall feel pretty good. I never really had a fever. I just do, like anybody in Austin with this damn cedar, the allergies this time of year with a cedar fever. Just be glad you don't have mountain juniper. It's really a juniper. I tell you, I never had allergies until I moved to Austin in high school. And I came home. After school, I said, Mom, I felt sick for a week. What is it? I don't have a fever. She goes, you got cedar fever. Well, I'm enjoying it right now, I got to tell you. And we are out of, by the way, we have the best product, Pollen Block. We don't have that anymore. We need to get that back. That actually worked. I don't like taking the over-the-counter pills, man. They make me out of my mind. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take
the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.